Talking today with Kevin Norton. Kevin is the Associate Chief of the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Kevin, you've got some Oklahoma roots too.
Oh yes, sir. I actually spent a lot of time following you while I was in Oklahoma, but I was raised in Southwest Oklahoma, Anadarko. Spent the bulk of my career in the western side of Oklahoma, and then the state office in Stillwater, working with the conservation programs. Left in 2007, went to Louisiana, and this past December, found my way to the chief's office in NRCS. So I've been there since December the 3rd.
Mm-hmm. No shortage of things going on as far as conservation is concerned. I know that most recently you're in the process of gathering information, comments, input from the public on the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP.
Yes, sir. So the 2018 Farm Bill passed in December. We continued to implement programs off the 2014 regulations. We were given authority to do that by Congress, which was fantastic. Otherwise, about $4 billion would have just been sitting there waiting for these regs to come out. It's a little bit of a slow process. And our first big one to publish is the stewardship program this past Tuesday. We will implement off of that regulation. It's an interim rule. We can implement off of those. So our 2020 will be implemented off of that regulation. We expect EQIP to happen here within the next few weeks. The Agriculture Conservation Easement Program will follow on the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Our goal, hopefully we'll get all those approved through the Office of Management Budget, and we'll be in full implementation after the 1st of January. Our state offices will know what they have available to them. They'll have the regulations, the policy, and they can begin work with their farmers. Every one of these regulations will have a 60-day comment period. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear from folks that use the program, folks that are vested in what those programs accomplish. We want to hear what they think positive about it, as well as what they would like to see changed. We need that balance. You can't think that, well, because this is the way we've always done it, we don't need to comment on it, and it'll stay, because there may be a constituency out there that's putting comments in saying we want to change it. So we really need to hear from our customers and those folks that are invested in conservation.
On that first program that you're now seeking comments on, CSP, it's a program that's kind of changed a little bit since its inception. I know, I guess what the kind of the nickname for it early on was that Green Payments program, and it's still about getting farmers, stakeholders, to do the right thing.
Yes, it is. We would call it a top tier conservation program. You got your bricks and mortar EQIP program that does those individual practices on a field basis, or even more if a producer wants to do that. But it's just about getting that infrastructure in place. This conservation stewardship program is about taking that and leveraging it across your entire operation and getting that higher level of conservation stewardship. And that can be in the form of your tillage systems, precision agriculture, advanced water management if you're an irrigator. All of those kind of things can come into that fold, diversifying your grass species, cover crops. With this farm bill, the Congress went in and, they are encouraging us to place an emphasis on soil health. Cover crops, reduced tillage plays a key part in that. They're asking us to look at resource-conserving crop rotations, running into your crop rotation, something that uses a little less fertilizer, has, if you're an irrigator, a little less demand on water, those kind of things. And then also, interestingly enough, advanced grazing management, looking at grazing systems that operate in a rotational fashion and incorporate soil health-type practices. So they've asked us to do those things. People will start seeing those when we start rolling out the program here right around the first of the year.
You mentioned soil health. Mm-hmm. That's one of those big picture type things that some people have a good idea what it is. Others are not quite so sure. But I know that concept of soil health seems to be more ingrained into what we're doing than ever before.
It is. I was visiting with another fellow this morning, and he's talking about the challenges of that. And I go back to the 1980s when we were starting to push conservation tillage, and all the doubts, all the folks saying, well, calling people trash farmers and things like that, and how that has now become just a natural part of most agriculture production. A lot less tillage associated with your field work. I see cover crops is doing the same thing. We've been at it now for about 8-9 years. It's tipped over. For us, working here in the national office and looking at the entire country, we got into this prevented planted situation in the Midwest because of the excess moisture. Oklahoma had a little bit of it. Some states put some incentives out to go to cover crops. Farmers did it on their own. FSA, RMA, and NRCS, we work together. Cover crops are part of the good farming practices now, so people aren't risking their insurance by adopting it. In this prevented planting, FSA moved the use date from November 1st up to September 1st, gave producers an opportunity to utilize it for forage or hay because it was still a value in those northern climates. November 1st, it's freezes got it or it's buried under snow. So they saw an opportunity, and we just saw it just expand tremendously. And I think we're headed the right direction. And Oklahoma, certainly, their Soil Health Partnership, all the things they've got going there is it's really a great thing. And I had sent my folks from Louisiana up to interact with the Conservation District folks and the NRCS people there, and brought it back. And we're not where Oklahoma is in Louisiana, but we made a lot of progress because of the experiences that they observed in Oklahoma.
Big picture, as far as where does the D.C. staff, Chief Lauer and yourself and others, where are we going with conservation in this country? Where do we need to go? How do we get there?
So, there's several different ways you could go at that. And one is, there's a lot of demand and interest around conservation from the agriculture community, from the non-governmental organizations that are interested in conservation, whether that's the National Association of Conservation Districts, the Nature Conservancy, they all understand the value of conservation on this 70% of our landscape that's private lands, whether it's agriculture, forestry. And so I think our bigger challenge is how do you get the tent bigger? Congress has been generous to us. We have $4 billion in conservation, but doesn't near meet the need across the United States. And where can these NGOs, where can the private sector, some of these corporations come and invest with the farmer and help stimulate conservation adoption and move the needle faster? I think farmers are doing it. I mean, a lot of them have, and many are doing more, and they're doing it at a pace that they can work into their economic plan for their operation, their business plan. And that's not necessarily, some years there's not a lot of money to invest in that next level of conservation. So what I think what we see is that these resources can come and they can help farmers and maybe give them a little bit, work together and extend that across the countryside in a little bit quicker than it might happen if they just left to the farmer and the rancher to do it. Mm-hmm.